Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I mentioned a little while ago that there were some reports on the wires about an explosion in the centre of Milan, and we want to just briefly go to Italy now and to Nick Squires, correspondent for the Daily Telegraph in Rome. So Nick, what do you know about what has happened in Milan?
So what we know so far is that there's been an explosion, as you say, in central Milan. I'm looking at images of vehicles on fire in a street in the center of the city and a very large black cloud of smoke going up into the sky. Obviously the police are there and the fire service as well. There are early suggestions that it may be a van that was full of canisters holding oxygen that somehow exploded, but that's not been confirmed by the authorities.
Okay, and in terms of evacuations and the impact of this and any reports of injuries at this point?
So a school has been evacuated in that immediate area. I'm reading that the flames have spread from the van to at least five other cars and four or five mopeds or motorcycles. Flames also spread to a pharmacy and to some nearby apartments. So there's obviously quite a lot of damage. I've seen one very recent report that there may be one person injured, but again, that's not been confirmed. Pretty serious incident in Milan. At this point, there's no suggestion of a terrorist incident.
Nick, thank you very much for bringing us what you know at this point. Nick Squires there with the Daily Telegraph in Rome on that explosion in the last little while in Milan. Now, Donald Trump was back on live television on CNN last night. Find out about what he said after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.